Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and happy Sunday to you and yours. Welcome to Wake Up Ministries Sunday Enlightenment Services with Dr. Taylor. We'd like to say thank you for joining us on this blessed day of our Lord, Sunday, November 8th, 2015. Our services will begin with the Lord's Prayer as prayed by Sister Nye and Brother Yuri, followed by a scripture as presented by Sister Jay, and moving on to a psalm as read by Sister Zai. Finally, we will be welcoming the humble man of God, the good minister of God's movement, Dr. Howard C. Taylor, Jr. He will be enlightening us with God's word on this glorious day, bringing truth and light. We pray that your eyes, ears, and hearts will be opened and that your path will be guided and directed by God's word. Remember, you can listen live to any show by calling 619-924-0821. Again, that number is 619-924-0821 every Sunday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. Or you can check us out on the web at www.blogtalkradio.com/Waking Up Ministry. Again, you can always email us at wakeupministries1 for any prayer requests or call our prayer request line at 337-502-9553. If you are in need of prayer and healing, exorcisms, cleansings, or just looking to get closer with your walking with Jesus Christ, you may call us on our prayer line. I just hit it. Thank you again for joining us, and let the Sunday Enlightenment Services begin.
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thy kingdom, and power, and glory, forever and ever. In God's name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I will be reading Hebrews chapter 13, verses 15 through 16. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Amen.
Amen.
Psalms chapter 92, verses 1 through 6. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Upon an instrument of ten strings, and upon the breath of psaltery, upon the harp with a song and sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hand. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand it.
Amen. Thank you for joining us on this blessed Sunday. Give glory and honor to God. I want you to join me in Wake Up Ministries as we head to 1 Peter, verse 7 through 17. Before we go there, we're going to read James chapter 4. I want y'all to make a note of that. Verse 4 through 15, and James chapter 5, verse 5 through 20. But before we get into that, I'd like y'all to bow your head, kneel, stand, lay, however the Spirit moves you. Ladies, wherever you're located, please cover your head. Give an honor to God and yourself. Men, please uncover your head. Give an honor to God and yourself. Father God, come today in Jesus' name. We want to thank you for allowing us to serve you allowing us to be in your grace, Father God, allowing you to continually, and we praise you and hope you continually bless us, Father God. We also want to thank you for another day. I ask that you circumcise the ears and the hearts of the listeners today, Father God, that your medication be administered properly to them. This way they can go in and about others in order to serve you and bring forth people to Christ. In Jesus' name, my Lord and Savior, I want to thank you, God. Amen. Give you guys a little more time. 1 Peter, verse 7 through 17. And make a note of James chapter 4, 4 through 15, and James chapter 5, 15 through 20. When you get there, please say amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's get started. Peter, 1 Peter, and we're going to start with James, make a note of it, verse 4 through 15, chapter 4, ye adulterers and all adulterers, know ye not that the fellowship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be the friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do ye think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? But he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves before the Lord, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Purify ye hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted, and mourn, and weep. Let the laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy be heaviness. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Speak not evil one another. Brother, and he that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother speaketh evil of the law and judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou to judge another? Go to now, ye that say, today and tomorrow we will go into the city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanishes away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live, and do this, and do that. Now we're going to head to chapter 5, verse 15 through 20. And the prayer of the saints shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. And if he had committed sin, then shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heavens gave open, and there it brought forth her fruit. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he which converted the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sin. Let me read that one more time. Let him know that he which converted the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sin. We're going to back up and read one more time. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Amen. Now we're going to head to 1 Peter, verses 7 through 17. God has a mighty service for us today. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that persisted, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Christ Jesus, whom having not seen, ye love, and whom thou Now ye see how not yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving an end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul, of which salvation that the prophet hath inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what on what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did when it testified beforehand the suffering of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed, and not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things, which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angel desired to look into. Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Let me read that again for you. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for a grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which had called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judges according to every man's work, past the time of your sojourning here in fear. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, for your vain conversation received by tradition from your father, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Amen to that. We're going to let that marinate on your minds for a second or two. Chapter 1 of Peter, verse 13, speaks about girding up the loins of your mind, which means protecting your mind. A lot of us out there are worried about protecting things that are less important than the mind. But when you protect the mind, you increase your spirit. But if your mind is not being protected and your mind is being filled with things it shouldn't be filled with, most people, when they think of sober, having a sober mind, they think of being drug-free or alcohol-free. But having a sober mind is far deeper than that. It's having a clear mind, which means you're not poisoning your mind. You're keeping your mind sober, because an ignorant mind or a clouded mind is not a sober mind. I want y'all to think about that for a second. An ignorant mind or a clouded mind is not a sober mind. And this is far greater than having an addiction to drugs or alcohol, you know. Even having a lustful mind of evil thoughts and dirty thoughts in your head is not having a sober mind. And the world has found so many ways and vices to help us, help ourselves poison our mind, from cartoons and movies and books and, you know, clubs and other things to occupy our what we think is time to keep us away from Christ. And if we don't have a sober mind, we miss all the discernment and all the hints and clues and pointers that we get through Christ to help us avoid the day-to-day evil things we should avoid. And we see so much wickedness around us and on television and on the news, and we suck it up like a straw. And we like, oh, man, I can't believe that there's this many people dying and this baby died and this and that. And where's God at? What is God doing? Well, God is doing what God has always done, sending someone to do his work. Now, just because the person who he sent to do his work is not doing his work because he doesn't have or she doesn't have a sober mind, because she hit the plane or he hit the earth running. Well, crawling at first, but then walking, then running. But instead of running in the direction that God led them to, they run into another direction. And a lot of us grow up in Christ, but for some way, shape, or form, we go astray. Lots of times our upbringing is not strong, so we grow up weak. And it's not their fault, because their upbringing was weak. Because the teacher and the trainer, the student, should always be better than the teacher. And most people, when they get an analogy like that, gurus and coaches and consultants, because I've been in business for a long time, done motivational speaking, business consulting, but they will tell you that a student should get 50% of what the teacher teaches. And I would always tell them no. But they would talk to other people, and they would say the same ignorant thing. If a teacher is teaching you, a teacher should be teaching you everything that he knows. But most teachers won't do that because they don't want him to pass them by. They don't want her to pass them by. They're looking for you to be their slave or their subordinate, not to teach you to walk and lead yourself. Teacher's not supposed to worry about money. A teacher's supposed to be excited because someone that they train is doing the exact same thing that they trained him to do. And then it goes into the part where the teachers teach their students certain things to keep them away from success, away from Christ. Therefore, also incorporating them to not have a sober mind. And there is so many things on a day-to-day basis that we don't even pay attention to. The more and more and more and more you deal with something, the more and more it's going to be stuck in your head. The more negative music you listen to, the more negative books you read, the more negative shows you watch over and over and over and over. Those things, especially in movies, even cartoons, those subliminal messages will be pounded and pounded and pounded. So now you got a daughter, say her favorite show is Aladdin, and she watches it over and over and over and over and over. Then after she reaches her menstrual cycle, something clicks in her head, and now she's a woman. And for some reason, she's very, very promiscuous. Parents don't know why. But the media does, because they have been programming. So now she doesn't have a sober mind. It's harder for her to find Christ because she's looking for a man now, because it's been programmed in there for so long. You know? Same thing with commercials. Programming people to become a slave to something. So they won't inherit a sober mind. But the Bible tells us, gird our loins of our mind and keep our minds sober. Lots of people say, I don't want to have to read the Bible 24 hours a day. But it's not about reading the Bible 24 hours a day. It's about putting positive things in your mind, stimulating your cerebral cortex and your spirit, so it's constantly working for you and increasing, and you have things that you can use for your spiritual warfare while you're being attacked. And people are being attacked every day and blindly not even noticing. Because the Bible tells us, and Jesus told us, that he's going to send a comforter. So if we have the comforter, we're going to be comforted, right? And when I think about the comforter, that means I'll have hope, I'll have joy, I'll have happiness until the day comes again when it's time for him to reclaim my soul for his Father. And they have a sober mind. Watch what you put in your mind. Watch what you let your kids put in their mind. More than just a book sometimes. More than just a magazine most of the time. More than just a cartoon or a movie most of the time. It's to get you off your spiritual toes so you can fall face first in this world. Again, it's to get you off your spiritual toes so you can fall face first into this world. And then when you get up in this world, you're lost. You have no footing, and you spend time looking for footing, but you won't find footing because you're not from here. People that are from here, which is not really people, and one day the listeners will fully understand that, and if you don't, pray for discernment and a spiritual eye opener so you can understand that we do not dwell alone. And like Ephesians 6:12 tells us, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, wickedness in high places, and so on and so forth. So, you have to be ready to fight. You have to learn to fight spiritually. But if your mind isn't sober, you don't know how to fight with what you have. Because you won't even know you're being attacked. Then you'll be questioning God and doubting God, and that's when you're really getting attacked. They attack your faith first. Once they rip your faith right under you, then you have nothing else. And you start believing that they can conquer you. You start believing that something that has been conquered way before you even existed is beating you now. And that's why they want to take your faith away. With your faith, you have Jesus. With Jesus, you have his Father. So if you're faithless, you have nothing. Then they can creep from under the foot because Jesus' foot isn't there anymore. Father God's foot isn't there anymore. So then it's face to face with them on their turn. Not on Christ's turn, not on God's turn. So I say, pray for discernment. Pray for a sober mind. Pray to keep evil and wickedness away from you. And if you don't know how to do that, you can always call us. You can always email us, because we'll be happy to assist you. Because I am a beast when it comes to spiritual warfare. And that's what I teach. And a sober mind will learn and become better. A student of spiritual warfare will be better than their teacher because they already have something in the equation that they're bringing to the table. So if a teacher only teaches you, because you're going to obtain everything he teaches you plus what you already know. So if you only learn it 50%, that means he was only teaching you 50%. And they can say what they want. You know, they can say what they want because I have a lot of students that I have trained over the years. And they have obtained 100% of what I've taught them. Plus, they're bringing whatever they already had to the table. So now they're going to be way above 100%. Not in the 60s or the 70s or the 80s. And they're telling you that's great to be in the 60s or the 70s, but you should be above and beyond 100%. But with a sober mind. Anybody here that's looking that has a sober mind, supposed to walk with Jesus. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. All good things will come unto you. Those little minute things that we look upon on this plane that we think is really important. One day, one shape, one form, it will all be taken away. And then what we're going to do? Some of us will commit massive suicide. Some of us will rob and kill people. Some of us will do worse. But those that have found Christ and God will know exactly what to do because they will already have been prepared for that situation that will never happen. So say the people of this world. If you're looking to get baptized, come up. If you're looking to have a closer walk with Jesus, you need some healing, somebody to be prayed upon, somebody to pray upon you right now, please come up or give us a call, 337-502-9553, or email us at wakeupministries1@gmail.com. Again, the number is 337-502-9553. Email is wakeupministries1@gmail.com. Now, God has a lot of things for us. We all have a different job, but the job is in common. We all body of Christ. But there's no reason for anyone to be jealous of anyone, and you notice that with a lot of ministers. One minister is trying to be better than the next minister, want to have a bigger church and a bigger car and bigger this and bigger that, and they're not using God's word properly. And the day is coming when each and every one of them, I'm going to repeat that, when each and every one of the false prophets will have to explain. A lot of them is going to happen in this day and age. A lot of it is going to happen when Jesus returns. But question the minister of your church. Check his spirit. See if he's walking in Christ. Just because he's wearing some Ferrero gobbles or driving a Bugatti, that tell you straight up he's not in Christ. Why would a minister of God care about the car he drives or the shoes he wears or the suits he wears or the house that he lives in? Doesn't have to live in a mansion, because if his church is starving and he is thriving, he is not a minister of God. And when the hand of God falls on his head, you'll know and he'll know. But it'll be too late for you because you've been riding his bandwagon and all his constituents will be driven to the ground with him. So, let's pray before we go. Ladies, cover your head. Men, don't cover yours. Father God, we come in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son. We thank you for revealing so much to us today, Father God, the opportunity once again. Thank you for allowing me to serve you, Father God. And I ask and pray that you guide me and direct me and allow me to capture as many spirits as I can for you. Bring souls back to you before the rapture, before the hand of your vengeance touches this plane, Father God. And also, Father God, the listeners today, I ask of you, Father God, to remove every evil and wicked thing out of their life. Open the door, Father God, draw them closer to your Son, draw them closer to you. Remove all curses, hexes, sorcery, witchcraft, ill will, spoken word upon them now, henceforth, and forevermore. Shimla, In Jesus' name, I claim this victory for you, Lord. All glory go to God. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.